This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello,
and welcome to another hour of the Doug, Jen, Victoria Show, DJV, with Kara Schillen in Washington. Victoria's in New Jersey. Jennifer's in Long Island. No, she's in Los Angeles, excuse me.
She wishes she was on Staten Island.
Staten Island, too.
Yes.
I love it.
Lovely there, yes, this time of year especially. I'm on the farm, but I'll be in La La Land this weekend. It's Father's Day, Jennifer. Got to go see my pal. Miles and I are going to go shopping on Sunday afternoon.
What are you going to buy?
I don't know. I haven't been to a toy store since I was...
Oh, you're going toy shopping.
Yeah, I think that's... Don't you think that's, that'd be kind of fun? I've never done that.
That's fun.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I'm sure it will include a stop at the ice cream stand, amongst other things. But they both Megan and Matthew have to speak at the graduation exercises at UCLA, so I have the pleasure of Miles' company for the entire afternoon, and we'll go burn the town down. So we may come to find you, Jennifer. Look out.
Here I am. We'll come and find me.
All right. The couple of quickies here as we get started. Secretary of State Pompeo, depending on which side of the tracks you live on, says that Iran is absolutely fully responsible for the blatant assault on a couple of oil tankers. Why is that news? Who else did you think? They've, of course, denied that they've done all of that. There's a video they released shows Iran's Revolutionary Guard removing a mine from one of the oil tankers that was in the Strait of Hormuz, suggesting that they sought to remove evidence of its involvement instead of saving. They say, we were saving the ship! Huh? Not so fast there, you Charlies. These two, you hear the story from this week. It was a couple of tankers. One of them was Norwegian-owned. The other, Japanese-owned, were evacuated after they were attacked. Now, who else would do that? They're right off the coast of Iran. Well, they all think they're such simplistic thinkers. They think everybody is as stupid as they are. Like they're not going to get caught. Anyway, I hope this causes this kind of stuff makes the Iranian population very nervous. Maybe they'll come to their senses and have some kind of revolution or something. Because this isn't going to stick. I can't see it. Am I missing anything here, or have I gotten to the heart of what the matter is really all about?
Well, the surveillance video, it's a little fuzzy, but you can obviously see that there is a small boat that pulls up next to the tanker, and you can see something being removed from the hull. I was just wondering, though, how is there a hole in the hull of the ship? Did they create that hole first? Because the video that I've seen doesn't show that part. It just shows them removing something from it. And is the tanker sinking?
It's a mine. The water's been mined by the Iranians. And a mine, if it hits the ship the right way, will blow a hole in the side of it. So that's I'm with you on this. I don't quite understand.
Yeah, I'm a little
if the mine still exists, how do they get a hole in the side of the ship?
Right.
That's a concern.
What's interesting is that Shinzo Abe was actually in Iran meeting with the Ayatollah when this attack happened.
He's the Japanese prime minister.
Yeah, which is very, very strange on all of this. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's different, obviously, but isn't that kind of the way it went down with Pearl Harbor? Wasn't Japan meeting with us when they attacked us, too?
Yeah, kind of.
It's a bit of turnabout.
We kept them busy.
Right. What they were trying to do, Victoria, the Chinese were trying to negotiate with Japan an oil contract because the Japanese don't have any oil, and the Japanese didn't want to pay, so instead they decided they'd attack China and steal it. That was basically the thinking of the Japanese at the time. Mm. So they're great businessmen that they are. You don't want to sell it to us, so we'll take it anyway. And that's what started World War II. And then when we got involved in it and told them we were protecting sort of China. This was obviously before the revolution of 1948. China was not very well run. It was a big country, very clumsy. and they didn't have much of an army. They had no protection. The Japanese just kind of swooped in and said, okay, you're not giving us your oil, we're taking it, and they attacked China. And that's really what started the war. It wasn't Pearl Harbor, but we weren't involved in the war until they came over. The retribution against us telling them to get the hell out of China, they said, mind your own business to us. And we said, no, we're not going to mind our business. You got no business attacking China. And so they decided, okay, we're not going to just attack China. We're going to attack you. And that's what started World War II. The Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor was a result of us telling them to get out of China. So, anyway, so this the same kind of thing in a manner of speaking. Okay, so we got that. Let's smoothly move over to Jennifer Horn, who's got another big-time lead story. What do we have, Jenfriend?
That could be my new thing. Okay, so the DNC finally, well, I don't want to say finally, I think that's overdone, but it took them a few hours to figure out just who made the lineup for the first round of 2020 primary debates. Now, we don't know a lot about how the stage is going to be set yet, but we do know that 20 candidates actually qualified, even though some, I think, were a little nervous that they might not make it. We know that 20 candidates actually qualified for the debates. A couple of them did not. It's probably easier
to tell you who's not.
Exactly.
Any now, big names?
But the way to, kind of actually, a couple of surprises, the way that this divided up is that you had to have 1% in polling in three nationally recognized polls, or you had to have 60,000 individual donors. They could have donated 50 cents, they could have donated $500, but they had to be individual donors, and they had to come from at least 20 states, and they had to be unique donors. So 14 candidates actually qualified by reaching the polling goal and the individual contribution threshold. So I think it's fair to say that the front runners are these 14 candidates: Joe Biden, Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, Tulsi Gabbard, Julian Castro. Kirsten Gillibrand surprisingly thought she wasn't going to make it at all. She actually hit both markers: Kamala Harris, Jay Inslee, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Marianne Williamson, which is very strange, and Andrew Yang.
She's a spiritual author and lecturer. She had a radio show for a while.
Where'd
she's
she come in, from?
In the
she
clouds.
Sends me a ton of press releases about well, campaigns. She wants she's got to, that going for her.
In all sincerity, she's not motivated by any gain for herself. She really is, in a spiritual sense, trying to make the world better. And this calls attention. She doesn't ever, I don't think she hasn't, she knows she doesn't have a chance, but she's making enough noise so people pay attention to what her message is. And the message
what state is she from?
I don't know. I wouldn't say it even matters. I don't think she lives in California now.
Maybe, but yeah, I don't think she has that name recognition really in any state where she's overwhelmingly popular. She obviously has a passionate base because she did better than Bill de Blasio and John Delaney, John Hickenlooper, Eric Swalwell.
Well, she has a very strong following. People would go out of their way to vote for her. Yeah.
She hit not only her fundraising but her polling goals, so that's pretty unique. Now, there are six more candidates who just reached the stage by polling criteria, so I think it's fair to say now that these are kind of the middle rung candidates. Those are Michael Bennett, the senator from Colorado, Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York City, former Representative John Delaney of Maryland, former Colorado governor, John Hickenlooper, Tim Ryan of Ohio, he's a representative, and Representative Eric Swalwell. Now, failing to qualify, and this almost means game over to me, Governor Steve Bullock of Montana, Representative Seth Moulton of Massachusetts, that's the surprise for me, and Miramar, Florida Mayor Wayne Messam all failed to actually make the debate stage. And at this point, I think if you can't make the debate stage this time around, it's kind of game over before it started. Now, the way that this will work is that these debates will happen on June 26th and 27th. They'll be back-to-back events. And the reason we don't know how the stage is going to be set is because they're not doing these based on the criteria met. They're actually doing the matchups based on random drawings. So it's very possible that Joe Biden could be on the stage with de Blasio, Marianne Williamson, and Tim Ryan. It's not going to be all about the front runners being grouped together. And that drawing will happen in the days before the debate. Then there'll be two nights of a lineup. And, of course, these debates are being hosted by NBC News. There'll be all sorts of people from MSNBC and from NBC News helping to ask the questions. The main lead on this will be Lester Holt, though, from NBC News and their evening division. So that's how it shapes up right now. We'll see what the matchup will look like, but at least we know who's made the stage.
16 past the hour on the DJB program.
Try the new CBD infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
The Geek Out.
Oh boy, lately there has been a lot of misinformation about the death of iTunes. Let's make this clear. Your iTunes library is not about to die. No, what's going on is this. Apple is finally getting around to decluttering iTunes into a pure music app. Later this year, iTunes will break apart into three separate applications: podcast, movies, and music. And it's that music one that will continue to give you the same, if not better, access to your music files, all without the confusing UI that has plagued iTunes as it became overstuffed with things not about music. Don't worry, iTunes isn't going away. It's simplifying, and that's a good thing. We've got more about why iTunes isn't dead at the Geek Out.
What if new plans were no problem? Introducing the all-new Toyota RAV4 Limited. With cutting-edge technology and revolutionized style, it's ready to handle any what-if in your path.
Visit toyota.com/testmiles for more details, and thanks, Toyota, for your support.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Say hi to Briley Folsom. Hi to Sandra White. How to, let's see who, Carla Berna Sifford. Hi. I'm glad you like the photo we posted at Doug, Jen, Victoria, the Facebook.com/DJV show. It is time for us to see what the FBI is doing. And I think this is something that is needed, given the deaths of all the Americans in the Dominican Republic, which we've been talking about now, what, for Victoria, a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
There have been various people dying, three American tourists recently. The embassy in Santo Domingo said the FBI has been asked to assist with an analysis of the toxicology reports, warning that the results could take up to 30 days. Said, quote, "We ask everybody to be patient while we run these investigations." Embassy said the investigators had not been able to find a connection between the incidents. Well, hello. Mm. Yeah.
Well, there also, I think, everyone died from the same parent
same
company,
thing.
I think, of the, yeah, the, but the resorts, I think, are linked now. So it's same parent company.
Yeah, Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank's brother, I think, wasn't that who died there, one of them?
Mm-hmm.
21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Anytime. any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Oh, the dead don't die any more than you or I. They're just ghosts inside dreams of a life that we don't know. Walk around
here's another one of these deep-throated, big-time country singers for you, Jennifer Sturgill Simpson.
It's a great name.
Well, it is. This is a great. The song is called "The Dead Don't Die," which, interestingly enough, follows a conversation we were just having off the air.
You said synchronicity, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I haven't looked ahead to see what the name of the song. I don't really know him. What do we know about him, Jennifer, if anything?
I don't know much. I'd actually have to deflect over to Victoria and DeCara, who follow music. I do know that he is kind of he's up and coming on the scene, but he has like this older country sound.
Well,
right?
That's very. Thank you. I was thinking that he's new on the scene, he sounds like an old timer to me.
He kind of came out of nowhere a couple years ago, didn't he? Won like the Best New Artist Grammy or something like that, and no one had ever heard of him.
Everyone was like, "Who?"
Right.
Yeah.
But I still haven't. Not that I listen to country radio a ton, but I haven't really heard any hits from him, so I don't know if he's a big radio guy or if he's kind of like a indie.
I do listen to
country.
Yeah, I do listen to country a lot, and I have heard him. He's not played like the Luke Bryans, obviously, and the Blake Sheltons, but he gets a fair amount of airplay. I still think that he's more a critic's choice, and that's why he got that Grammy. But
I like this song. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool sound.
And the streets look so empty in the morning. There'll be no one out of night.
I feel like I just want to, like, get on a horse and just listen to this song, right? Like, kind of like...
Well, the funny thing is that it's called The Dead Don't Die because it's named after that new zombie movie that's coming out this week.
Bill Murray and Adam Driver in it.
I actually think looks pretty interesting.
Yeah,
it's got a huge, like, Chloe Sevigny is in it. It's got a big cast. Doug, you probably won't like it. I can't imagine you're a big zombie guy.
But it's also, like, a comedy, too, so...
Yeah.
We'll get Chuck Curry to talk about it anyway. He loves the zombies. He'll be first in line to go watch it, actually. Bill Murray, Adam Driver. Mr. Simpson made the first appearance in 4 years at the Grand Ole Opry to play an acoustic bluegrass set. This movie, as we said, out today, featuring Chloe. How do you pronounce your name, Karen?
Sevigny.
Sevigny. Selena Gomez, Steve Buscemi. This is a good Tilda Swinton. Wow, she hasn't been in a movie for a long time. Tom Waits and Danny Glover. Wow. This does have a credit.
This movie got a standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival. People loved it. So yeah,
it's supposed to be a comedy, but I think it's also a commentary on like people's. I don't know. Basically, we're all zombies, so people in the movie, once they become zombies, are still obsessed with whatever they were obsessed with in life. So, like, there are zombies on their cell phones, zombies who drink a lot of Chardonnay, whatever they loved in life.
That's my kind of zombie.
Yeah.
My kind of zombie. All right, let's move on to the story of Ken Burns' country music series, going to release a massive soundtrack. Going to be premiered September 15th, 8-part PBS documentary on country music. They're going to unveil musical highlights from the 16.5-hour series with a deluxe 5-CD set spanning the history of country music. The track list represents artists featured in each of the series episodes, Carter Family, Jimmy Rogers, when you go back a bit, up to Randy Travis. I mean, most, like Jimmy Rogers here, Honeycomb, a fabulous song. This was from 1966. On that one. Randy Travis, The Judds, Dolly Parton, Chris Christopherson, Merle Haggard, Vince Gill, music of the Appalachians, rural honky-tonk, cowboy performers, bluegrass bands, rockabilly acts. This is also going to have some rare archival photos, posters, documents, memorabilia. I actually am looking forward to this.
This is going to be incredible, I think.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New video evidence supporting the claim that Iran was behind tanker attacks in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. The Pentagon says it shows men on an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of the tankers. That after yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blamed Iran.
This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication.
Iran denies the claims. The state of New York will no longer allow for religious exemptions from vaccines. The state legislature voting to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations passed by both the Assembly and Senate and quickly signed into law by Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
My voice today. Ugh.
It's the pollen.
Last night at dinner, I came home late last night. I went to I had a meeting downtown in the city hall. I came home and I made myself a couple of ears of corn, and that's what I had for dinner. And I sat down at the table, which I don't usually do, but I had some mail to read, and the table was covered with that yellow pollen. And then I looked around at the counter, and it was covered. Everything is covered.
Close your windows.
I was going to say, we have an easy,
your voice.
We have an easy solution here.
Yeah. So I wondered, what does my voice sound like today? Does it sound
You sound okay. It's got a little rough, but see, I'm a little rough today, too, because of it. Yeah. I'm itching right now to no end, and I'm across the country from you.
Yeah.
My car hasn't been yellow in a long time.
Am I going to itch this weekend?
Well, I don't know, but my problem is it because I'm getting older that my allergies are worse? Or
maybe,
as the farmer, because you're a farm expert, is there something different with the way we're raising our plants causing this explosion of pollen? Because it seems worse than usual.
Yeah. Well, it's rained to
a point.
Or
is it just the weather?
The weather
weather's making it worse, for sure.
The weather makes it worse. Because if it's damp, the stuff doesn't blow off. It just sticks. And that's kind of what, look at anybody, cars out here, cars
our
out there.
Our car is just yellow. It's so gross because it's just, it's like, I was looking at our car yesterday and I should keep trying to get it washed and then it's an exercise. Yeah. And
5 minutes later, I have my car detailed. 5 minutes later, it's covered with pollen.
Yeah, so. There's yellow stuff in every crevice. When I open the hatch, it's awful. Yeah. I feel like I'm never going to get rid of it.
Well, you will.
But close your windows. That's what I started doing because I just couldn't.
I don't like living under
anymore.
Air conditioning. I don't like air conditioning in kids. It was fairly hot here a couple of days this week. All right, let's talk about for a minute before we get to Victoria's story what happened in Poland. I thought this was very interesting how we show our largesse. The president says he's planning to send troops to Poland. He met with the Polish president at the White House this past week. The two leaders struck a deal to add 1,000 troops to Poland. The president said the troops would be rotated out of Germany. A lot of troops, we have a lot of troops, you know, stationed in Germany. Poland will still provide basing and infrastructure to support military presence for these troops. The Polish government will build these projects at no cost to us. The Polish government will pay for this. Under the agreement, Poland plans to establish training centers for U.S. and Polish troops. This sort of is akin, and it's probably a bad joke, but it is akin to the Polish jokes, because Polish troops are just, they're just like, they might as well not have an army. They're very ill-prepared, ill-equipped. They're sort of, they're just clumsy, and they don't have anybody to train them, so the United States is training them. And, you know, what people say, training them for what? Well, they're on the Russian border. The Russians are always banging around when, you know, they're waving their sword around, their magic sword. Putin's magic sword. So, exactly.
Sorry, I couldn't stifle the laughter on that one.
I know. Well, that's what that's why I use that terminology. Anyway, Trump pushed back on the idea heretofore because he said the Russians would respond. The Russians are going to do what the Russians do. It's like the Iranians. The Iranians, they don't need any, they don't need a premise. They just do it because they're jerks. And that's it. End of story. All right, so let's get another story. Victoria, what do you have cooking, Victoria?
Well, Colorado has some pretty good news this week. They have their first official revenue report since legalizing marijuana sales, and they've made $1 billion in state revenue since 2014.
What are they doing with the money? Are they using it for specific purposes or just going in the general fund?
Actually, that's a good question. So they have a 15% excise tax and a 15% sales tax on cannabis. And so April and May of this year saw $24 million in state revenue in each month. And that's those two states have become the highest grossing months ever for Colorado. And so the money, they say, has gone to a wide variety of public programs, including the first ever retail marijuana public education campaign and a committee to research the drug's health effects. Colorado's governor said in a news release after the report came out, he said, "Today's report continues to show that Colorado's cannabis industry is thriving, but we can't rest on our laurels because other states are now legalizing cannabis." So he said Colorado will have to work harder to compete. And all in all, weed sales and
an endless supply of people going to buy this stuff.
Yeah, and so all in all, in Colorado, they've grossed more than $6.5 billion, and the state has licensed
just in
over
tax
40
revenue.
Yeah. Well, weed sales.
They should give it back. They should give it back to the, if they're making money, they should give it back to the people. They should give them a check.
Yeah, that's an idea.
You know, like a tax
licensed. Yeah, they have 40,000 state licensed people who work in the cannabis industry now. So it's created a lot of jobs, too. It's great.
It's not working the same way in California. California is so screwed this up.
And Portland, Oregon, and Washington have made a mess of it, too. You're right. Colorado's image.
California's really screwed up. Everybody had a medical marijuana card. It's cheaper to buy medicals. So recreational marijuana is really suffering in the state. It's bad.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to do something a little unusual. Carrie, you got the phone lines ready? I'm going to share with you an experience that I had yesterday. I have Verizon, I have Fios, I have all of the various things, the packages of Showtime and whatever other things are part of the HBO, you name it, I got it. And so my phone bill has been going up constantly, as yours has, I'm sure, if you have Verizon. And so I'm doing this as a public service and also to vent my complete frustration with dealing with these a-holes. Yesterday, I had a conversation with Verizon a month ago, and I even have the guy's name. His name is Dave. And he said, okay, this is what we're going to do for you, Mr. Stefan. It'll be reflected on the next month's bill. Well, the next month's bill came, and it was exactly the same as the bill from the month before. So I called yesterday the Verizon number, 1-800-VERIZON. So, Kara, if you'd be good enough to dial 800-837-4966, I want you to hear what I heard and what everybody else is hearing now when you call Verizon to seek their help, when you're trying to get to the bottom of problems with your bills or service or whatever, unless they've changed it in the last 24 hours. Let's see what it sounds like. All right, Kara's dialing up the number.
I just got a busy signal, so we'll see how goes.
Oh, busy. Isn't that interesting? Huh. 800-837-4966. I'll try it one more time. What happens? Well, let me see if we can get through and try it, and you'll hear what happens. I used to do this all the time on the air when I felt like there was a grievance, a judgment, and people.
So what are you trying to do? To lower your bill, or was there something?
Yeah, I'm trying to get what the guy
promised.
No, well, inaccurate because they charged me the same thing they've been charging me, and they told me I was entitled to four different things that had run out on the plan. They never tell you that unless you call them and talk to a human being, and now you can't talk to a human being because they're trying. The immediate thing they do is sell you. They ask you if you're over the age of 50.
Your quality service. This call may be monitored or recorded. There may be a delay in answering your call. Rather than waiting on hold for a representative, to better serve you, we recommend going to the MyFios app or Verizon.com for immediate assistance.
Right, yeah. Try that one out for size. All right.
I always find that the best way to reach any of these people, I just go onto their live chat because someone comes up immediately. That's right. Always, I don't call anyone, you know, and I don't wait
online. They have that at Verizon. So what's playing now, Kara?
Get on Twitter and start railing on them on Twitter.
Yeah, actually,
and all of
Twitter
sudden,
is the best way to do it because then you publicly shame them and other people can see it, and so they feel more of an obligation to respond. That's what happens with airlines or different companies.
Yep.
They respond
airlines
much
especially.
Faster. Yeah, because they don't want that bad publicity out there. Now, does Verizon care about that? I don't know. Everybody already hates them, so I don't know if it really changes
anything. The worst of the worst. So what happens? Did you let it go?
No, I hung up on them. It does. I don't know.
Well, what they did yesterday, what I got, the experience I had yesterday was that they asked me for my age. And at first they didn't give me, and they just kept asking me and asking me and asking
Why? I don't understand how that's relevant to anything.
Well, they wanted to sell me some kind of a hearing program for phones for old people. But you
know, so did you just say you're 40? Call back.
Well, that's the thing. See, let's try it again and see if it happens again. I wonder how many people.
I've never heard of
that. If, in fact, you've had that experience, will you please share it with us on our Twitter handle at DJV Show? Or you
if
can
you
post.
Can hear us, go to Twitter.
Facebook.com/DJV Show. But this is the most, these are the damnable, this company, oh my God, I used to think I'd have, I'm actually getting along better these days with American than I have for quite a long time. That's because I become first name friends with the woman in the...
Well, that's because they've started their Braille program, right? For your eyesight.
I think they Thank must have Doug's gentlemen. Number marked. So they can ask him those specific things, because when I call, it literally just tells you to enter your account information
you know
so they can connect you to somebody.
You know what? All right, we'll do it. We're going to take a break. I'm going to call, and I'll hold the phone up to the microphone. If, in fact, that's what they give me on this phone. That's a great idea, Kara. All right, so the saga continues after these words.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
Research has shown that erectile dysfunction is not only a sexual health problem, it can also be an indicator of cardiovascular risk.
A lot of the same conditions that are associated with heart disease and stroke are also associated with erectile dysfunction. So things such as blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, they all contribute as well.
Mayo Clinic urologist Dr. Landon Trost says erectile dysfunction is an important barometer for men's overall health.
It tends to predate issues as far as cardiovascular disease, strokes by about 10 years. And really what we want to get across is when you start to notice erectile dysfunction kicking in, that should be your early warning sign, and that should be the point at which you're making those lifestyle changes. If you do that, you may prevent the heart attack.
Dr. Trost says one of the most important changes is exercise. 120 minutes of cardiovascular exercise per week is nearly equivalent to taking a Viagra or similar medication. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right. We've tried everything you can see or listen.
It's always an adventure with you, Stefan.
Well, but that's why this is
technological adventure
that people like to listen to, because I'm reflecting what real people are doing and experiencing in their life. I'm happy to share my fun and foibles with everybody. There's a lesson to be learned here.
So hot.
Knowing because I do. What mood you were in yesterday.
When they asked you
how old you were on the phone, what was your response?
I'm going to guess it was something that started with an F.
Yes, there were a couple of words, and one of them started with an F.
And they're like, sorry, that H does not register.
That's exactly what they said.
We are unfamiliar with that H.
No, I don't understand your answer. So,
and then the computer goes, how old are you?
Father Time, is this you? Is that what the F stands for?
Jennifer's father and I are very close friends, and we had a rather heated conversation on the phone last night about a little business deal. And Jennifer was there, and I'm sure you
could
hear my
voice. Well, I'm at dinner with my cousin. I didn't hear you. I just heard him, so I figured it was a good one.
Yeah, right. All right, so here's another good one. You know, we're talking about Charlie Pixley's book about the 714X that I've been talking about his book, Do No Harm, with 714X. It's a story about what happened to him. He was a Canadian, moved to Buffalo, New York, and brought with him information about a sulfur drug that cures cancer. And the FDA said, you can't tell people it cures cancer. And he said, well, it does. So he continued to tell people about it, and they arrested him and put him in jail, and spent 18 months in jail because he told people about a cure for cancer that the FDA didn't want him to talk about. So now, I started thinking about this, the YouTube banning of fake cure channels and a place called MailChimp locking health freedom groups that question the vaccine stuff. There was a whole big deal on vaccines also, I saw last night on TV. We really have got a freedom of speech issue in our country. There's no question about that. Anyway, it's 10 before the hour.
If you're worried
worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Whoa, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Auto time, car time, car talk time. Our auto expert is Nick Miles, who's a fabulous expert. He's a fabulous guy. I happen to like him a lot. We're going to talk about Ford and the new Explorer and Escape, among other things. First, though, as Father's Day is around the corner, whether or not it's in your budget, it's always fun to think about what truck your father would look best in. Think about that as Andy Solomon gives you a little more to think about.
What are you getting your dad for Father's Day? A tie? Socks? Maybe dad needs a new ride. Auto Trader has some suggestions with their top trucks for dad. Brian Moody of Auto Trader has them all.
Ford has two vehicles that make our list. The F-150 is America's best-selling vehicle with fantastic variety in terms of engines, trims, and options. And the Ford Ranger's reasonable price and tough look make it one of the best midsize trucks for dad.
If Dad's lucky enough to get a truck this Father's Day, he'll probably be thinking of the more popular brands like Toyota and Chevrolet. But Moody suggests to consider some alternatives, too.
Just about any father will find something he likes in the newly redesigned Ram 1500. It has a mild hybrid system available and a best-in-class interior. It's both comfortable and capable. For the off-roading dad in your life, the AT4 version of the new GMC Sierra will work out well. It's a factory-built off-roader with an extra 2 inches of ground clearance.
To find out even more details, visit autotrader.com.
All right, let's get to it. Nick, you've been looking at these new Explorers and Escapes. Why do you think they are going to lead in the new car models? The Explorers look the same. Are they changing the look of these cars? Is that it?
Yeah, well, they look at the new Explorer. I'm actually at the Explorer event right now in a place called Skamania, Stevenson, Washington. And it does look very different, but Ford have also put a lot of very cool stuff inside their vehicles for real-world driving. For instance, you know, in that cruise control situation where you come into a roadwork situation and the speed drops perhaps to 50 miles an hour, the vehicle will see that, read that, reduce your vehicle speed to 50 miles an hour, but they know we don't all drive the speed limit, Doug. We maybe have
really?
A
really? Speak
once
for
in a
yourself,
while.
Nick. I always drive the speed limit. You'll never catch me going more than 35 miles over the speed limit under any circumstance.
Well, what they've done is they've allowed you to sort of program the vehicle to know how much you speed, so you can actually go faster than really? The posted speed limit by certain miles an hour. And you program that in and say, hey, if the speed limit drops to 50 miles an hour, I'd like to do 55, and so it'll do 5 over or whatever. So that's kind of cool. Plus, they've really sought out the vehicle for users. It does now, you know, you've always had these sort of automated parking systems. Well, now for those people that have trouble parking, you actually just push and hold a button on the inside and touch nothing, and the car does the full job for you, which is great because, you know, I have a member of my family, should remain unmentioned, who has occasionally come into collision with a shopping cart return day at the supermarket. And so occasionally I think parking could help them with just a push of a button.
I don't want to live that life, but maybe there are some people who need to. Ford, as long as we're speaking about them, have recalled a lot of Explorer problems in pickup trucks as well. What's the problem?
Yeah, so they've had a slew of unfortunate recalls. The latest one is in the Explorers and the older Explorers. They found a crack in the suspension that could cause a steering problem in an accident. I think a little worse for them is the fact that they came across a recall that they had done previously on F-150s and didn't do properly, so they have to do that. And now there's some suspicion that the Ranger may have a rollover problem. So they're being hit a little hard with recalls. I will tell you, they're out in front of it. They're being pretty proactive. They're not waiting until something happens. They're trying to fix everything right now. So good for them.
All right, so Honda is in the news, and if you have a Honda lawnmower, maybe this will have some significance for you.
I did not know that it was a thing to do 0 to 100 miles an hour in a lawnmower, but apparently not Honda either. Have been working on it diligently.
Really?
6.29 seconds they have managed to do this in. Lawnmower races, I know, is a big thing in some of our southern states where people like to do it on the weekend. But ultimately, Honda decided that 0 to 60 miles an hour in a lawnmower was absolutely great. It does about, normal lawnmower does about 5 to 6 miles an hour. 100 miles an hour in a lawnmower, I'm not sure I want anybody in my yard cutting my grass that fast.
I went to, there's a place in Los Angeles where you can go and ride a lawnmower and do like bumper cars with a little tractor, you know, a little tractor like lawnmowers. And I could just sort of see it. Maybe that'd be something for us to get together and do. Maybe we should go to one of those places and challenge each other in a bumper car thing. Hey, let's try this.
I do sometimes ride my lawnmower around the street just because I can. But,
just because. Nick Miles, check out his website, ourautoexpert.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.